And I'm sure how to articulate this, but I kind of feel like I'm in this place where I listen to the talks and I read the book, and everything is so logical and rational and makes a lot of sense. But then somehow still, I find really hard to elevate the practice to where it needs to be, because it's just like stuck in these habits, you know, it's like habitual patterns of living as a lay person. So, I don't know, it just seems so strange to me how you can recognize something as rational, logical, good for you, but you're still just getting the same old problem. So I don't know if that speaks to you, or if you could speak to that in any way.
I think one of the things is to recognize that that's really common. that's kind of baseline where you know we actually can we know or have an intuitive sense of what's right, what we should be doing. But yeah, it's difficult to actually do it, and that's an age-old problem. And I think that's one of the things why the Buddha put tremendous emphasis on drawing close to the teachings, drawing close to the teachers, and then drawing close to the community, so that there's one has a network of support that isn't just our own good intentions, because the good intentions arise and pass away, but finding trying to find something that gives a continuity, and that's where having a community, and whether it's an actual physical community, like coming up to the monastery, plugging into the routine of the monastery, like Saturday night talks, lunar observance talks, or online, which is, because of the pandemic, there's an increased access, I think, to Dhamma resources, because so many places and teachers are making the teachings available and making their, like here, the evening pujas. We just turn the camera on and the mics and do the chanting, sitting, and nothing special, but every day all sorts of people plug in for the pujas, chanting and meditation, and then of course on when it comes to Saturday or the lunar observance talks, and those happen, but having that continuity of support, and that's why the Buddha placed tremendous emphasis on that sense of good spiritual friendship, spiritual companionship, because it's hard to do it. It's hard to maintain it for ourselves, and in our own minds are so fundamentally unreliable. Oftentimes people will ask, what's the benefit of being a monk? What's the benefit of living in a monastery? And I think, it's kind of I say it jokingly, but it's quite true that one of the benefits is that when you're living with a group of people, not everybody is depressed and lazy and fed up at the same time. And there's You know, it's just very fundamental. It's just there's like a momentum going that helps to carry, and then that's something one can give to as well. So it's like trying to find those support groups, and that's what say within a lay life, I think it's quite important to look for places and ways where one can draw close to others who are practicing. Again, it's the pandemic's sort of thrown a monkey wrench into many of the actual physical groups of, you know, people actually gathering, but there's still I think there's increased opportunity through online resources, and then certainly you live in the Bay Area, don't you?
Not anymore.
Oh. Yeah, Lake Tahoe area. Oh, okay, so that's further away, but you know, still, it's sort of even there. I'm sure there's got to be these days in America. There's just sitting groups everywhere, and it's just I think it's important to try to reach out and look for those resources, but you know, yeah, it is that external support. I mean, there's an internal support of our own reflection, investigation, our own discipline, and but I think it can't be underestimated how important the external is. It's like there's a teaching where a question is, what are the bases of say for realization of stream entry, first level of awakening, which is really accessible to everybody, and the Buddha, points to four things, and one is, two are external, two are internal, sort of an equal weight on the external conditions. Drawing close to good people, hearing the true teachings, and then internal of, yeah, wise reflection, wise attention, and then practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, and then keeping the internal, say, direction. So the internal and external need to be supported by each other.